This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 29th of August. As predicted, the rain ruined much of today's LV County Championship action, with only one match seeing any play, that's at New Road between Worcestershire and Middlesex. The second days of the remaining matches in Division 1, as well as all of those in Division 2, were abandoned without a ball bowled. Even at Worcester, less than 20 overs were possible, with the home side being dismissed for 323 after resuming the day on 295 for 8. Darrell Mitchell carried his bat for 133, as Chris Russell and Alan Richardson were the men to fall. The former caught off Toby Rowland-Jones to give him his fifth wicket of the innings. Middlesex then closed on 49 without loss after 13 overs, with captain Chris Rogers unbeaten on 17 and Sam Robson on 27. And in other county news, Nottinghamshire's increasingly slim title hopes have been dealt a further blow, with the news that seam bowler Andre Adams will miss the rest of the season with a calf injury. The 18 first-class counties are on the brink of rejecting their invitation to take part in next year's Champions League T20 because the league's early September start time were cut into the end of the county season. Hampshire and Yorkshire qualified for the 2012 edition after reaching the final of the Friends Life T20. That tournament itself is expected to be scheduled later next season so as not to clash with the Champions Trophy, which will be held in England in June. Derbyshire have released opener Matt Lineker from his current contract and extended the contract of fast bowler Mark Turner by 2 years. And Essex have emerged as the early favourites to play an England 11 prior to next summer's Ashes series. England will play two tests against New Zealand early in the summer, but there is still a two-month gap before the Ashes to allow for the Champions Trophy, and team director Andy Flower was keen to have the test squad assemble again before the Ashes.